It's a service tactics that will help you to win the customers. This will help in providing efficient preventive and predictive maintenance service support to your customers, and that will really improve their productivity, reduce downtime at their end. So they will feel happy about the way you are handling overall to them as a customers, with real-time access to customer information, repair histories, parts availability, technical specs. Field engineers will always be properly prepared to complete all the work in the first visit. So the beauty is, like, he is able to complete everything in the first visit because he has the complete information available. He exactly knows what could be wrong for attending that, what are the parts and inventory required. He can also look at whether it is available or not. If not, immediately action it. If available, then he can schedule his visit in such a way that he can keep his output per day also higher, and he can also ensure that in first service, everything gets attended. So satisfaction is also higher, and higher satisfaction will create a bonding. He can get into cross-sell, upsell that we have studied earlier. So service requirement predictability through SLM will really create a loyal customer, and that loyalty will bring you more benefit. Improved responsiveness to customer calls and service delivery. How SLM can help to create a customer call and service delivery? So there are issues like visit alerts, automatic escalations, scripting questions, trees, etc. Customer inquiries are answered better. So you can create a visit alerts, and you can remind customers your services are due. You can create an auto escalation. If there is a complaint that has come from the customers, if there are auto escalations, if it is not addressed within a due time, automatically supposed to get escalated to the next level, that kind of a thing. So then each level will not allow the level below to skip attending such services. There are root cause analysis needed, then each level will get into root cause analysis, etc. Scripting answers and questions properly. So like customers can be given a right feedback when they first make a call on your call center, or, you know, when they approach you. So all such things will improve your responsiveness to your customers. Integrated inbound outbound capabilities provide unparalleled customer support. Inbound calls are there, outbound callings are there, inbound supports are there, outbound supports are there. So like when I call up Dell and I told him that my, you know, laptop seems to have a problem, etc. So there was a support, yeah, they immediately attended. It was not like a sir, we noted down your complaint and we will come back to you and all. So no, the guy then guided me till he completed my this thing. He was with me, kind of thing. He told me to go to this this thing, then download. He helped me with the, after download, he helped me to check my laptop through their assessment tool, etc. Then figured out what is right, wrong, something which is needed a replacement of part, and then getting into telling me that within 2 days the part will reach, and the third day mechanic will in conjunction with you determine when he can come and service your laptop. And it happened all as mentioned. So it created that really a feeling of being happy with buying, you know, Dell laptop. At that time, my only question, how if I would have made a mistake of buying other laptop. So that's what was in my mind. So this is what I keep telling my friends again and again, why they should buy a laptop, you know, a laptop from Dell. At least I tell them that you are assured. It may be there for the other brands, I don't know, but this is how I behave, you know. So that is what improved responsiveness has helped me to get a satisfaction with your brand. As a result, the first resolution rate and decreased call center time. Call center will be productively able to answer and resolve the customer issue. So customer will not take longer. So that will allow your more seats to attend, same seats to attend more calls, you know, more productively. Cost and ability to deliver consistent high level of service. All these things will finally matter, is that you are able to be productive, you are able to deliver service consistently well, exceeding customer expectation, and therefore it creates that unparalleled service satisfaction feeling in the mind of your customer. So your responsiveness to customer call and the way you deliver and the time within which you deliver greatly gets improved with SLM being practiced within the organization, and that is an edge over competition. So you are understanding the benefits of SLM. That is responsiveness to customer calls and service delivery. Next is making it easier to do business, making it more profitable. In today's increasingly fast-paced business environment, customers have very high expectations and they will take no excuse for poor customer service. they expect fast, relevant, and accurate information from the companies that do business with them and will accept nothing less. The self-service capabilities offered through SLM provides customers with all the information that they need when they want. What this basically trying to tell you is that today with the way customers are behaving, it is far more different from what used to be earlier. They have become demanding. They have become demanding because they see that if not you, somebody else is offering a better service, etc. Their own lifestyle issues and pressures, etc., compelling them to be more demanding, etc. All such things compels you to get aligned with the expectation of the consumers. To do that, SLM, when implemented, SLM capabilities will help you to create a service level which is aligned to customer need. It will compel you to relook inside. SLM also, today, now if you see that many aspects are passed on to consumer under the self-service approach. So online banking or net banking is nothing but asking customer not to visit the bank and pressurize their already burdened system. Do it yourself, you know, be on the line and do it yourself. You have no time, we appreciate it. I have an online solution, so do an online banking. Check your mini statement, check your, do a transfer of the fund, do a payment of utility bills, issue a check, you know, request, checkbook request, everything. Here what happens is customer himself has to do things to service himself. Ticket booking online, so you have to do your, you have to not only do that, you have to print your ticket. Otherwise, if you are at the counter, then counter guy, you have to no doubt fill the form. Counter guy will have to at least enter your name. Though they ask you many things in the form, counter guy will have to enter at least Ashish Hathi, male, female, jobi, age and all. And then basic short address and number, etc. Which is not the case. When you do an online booking of tickets, everything you have to do. Core competency of providing your ticket is retained by railway. Rest of everything is passed on to you. The same is the case with any other ticketing and all, where SLM allows you to create the self-service module which you can pass it on to consumers. Consumers, when uses it, he is able to service himself better. His capability to service himself better translates into him feeling that it is much better to do a business with you. He feels confident ki yaar inke saath achha chal raha hai na, there is no problem. He is forgetting that, you know, he is doing himself a lot of self-service. He gets a feeling that dealing with you has become easy, dealing with you has become more viable, more profitable. He doesn't have to invest time and additional energy, etc. He starts looking at a better interaction with you. So SLM, when implemented, can also not only filter out, remove wastage, make your process productive. On the other end, it will help you to create a self-service service offering to your customers. Customers, when uses it, he still feels that he is getting better served by you, and that will create that bonding and loyalty. So that is what will power that you gave it to customer to self-service themselves, retaining your core with yourself and create a bonding which will give you additional revenue. So, with understanding that we have completed with this, which is a benefit of SLM, now we come to a stage of service impact assessment. Why this particular aspect? Let me just give you a brief preamble and then we get into it. Yana. You have understood that service level, this thing is, service level management is not a one of the thing. It is a strategical aspect. It is a continuous long-term perspective. It cannot be done without investment in terms of time, resource, technology, etc. So all this thing requires money, and to get that money, you need to be able to answer, why do you need this money? This money, if given to you, what will be the benefit to the organization? So that's the crux that any finance guy or any CEO will ask you when you want to discuss implementation of SLM in the organization. Now, do you have the tool, Yane? That's what the question will come to you. How will you determine, how will you be able to give factual information to your CEO or management that translates into a realization that SLM can get you so much of a benefit. That tool that you are looking at, or that tool that is needed, is service impact assessment. So that is what is, how do you gauge the impact of service level approach that you are going to adopt in future. So SIA is a service deployed to help companies make the right decision in deploying a service lifecycle management solutions. So it's a service, it is helping companies to decide whether to deploy a service lifecycle management solutions or not. It is a fast track approach that identifies and quantifies the financial and operational impact that SLM can have on a company's total operation. So it's a fast track approach, and it helps you to identify and quantify what is the benefit in terms of finance and benefit in terms of operational impact that SLM, if implemented in your organization, can get onto the company's total operation. So how will company benefit? Several leading industry analysts concur that investment in SLM are far more likely to yield greater return than similar investment either in Salesforce automation or supply chain management. Various experience, various discussions by intellectual, various supporting research, etc. What is coming out is investment in SLM definitely yields far more greater return than same investment if goes into either your supply chain management or your Salesforce automation. Okay, this doesn't mean that you only do SLM, you don't do other things. While you continue to do that, prima facie, what is research indicating, that it is worth investing in SLM also. Now, to help you, that SIA, or that is service impact assessment, is the approach, which is a fast track approach, which helps you to quantify things. So quantification will help you to take a managerial, thoughtful decision. As claimed by one of the knowledgeable person, Pollock claims that as more and more companies recognize that field service optimization represents a tremendous opportunity for revenue growth and improving the bottom line, it becomes even more critical to ensure that management has all of the compelling financial data that they need to justify moving forward, but the numbers have to be real. This is where we believe that service impact assessment stands up to the task. If you don't do service impact assessment, what will happen is, from the past data, you will try to create a futuristic perspective. You are convinced that this is required. Your base only is that you are, from the past data, you are trying to create a futuristic this thing, which, if it is not realistic, will not give you the idea. So SLM or SIA is a tool that helps you into that. But SIA also requires a certain data input. So what they are saying, that SIA is going to be viable, will yield you the desired result if the data given for the SIA assessment is from a more realistic in nature. So that's the critical aspect of this. And the data is a sound base for the SIA to be effective. SIA gives you quantified information on likely impact or a benefit that organization gets if they implement SLM, service lifecycle management. SIA provides a template for how to increase profitable revenue. It gives you a perspective how you can increase your profitable revenues more, decrease cost, and how can you decrease cost, positively impact your cash flows, how the cash flow management can be better, financial metrics. It develops various financial metrics. If it is managed well, then you will stay financially healthy. The bottom line, by optimizing the processes, technology, and human capital. So by coordinating with people, process, and technology, we have earlier seen, it will improve your bottom line. So SIA covers these aspects. Outcome of this is nothing but a picture that will give you an idea that if SLM is implemented, this is the benefit that you can probably stand to gain. So you can then compare your investment versus return. Approach that results in operational and financial improvements, and you culminate those, this thing, when you implement, it will get into the financial improvements that will come your way. SIA also looks at the horizon to determine best practices, and then it advises you to use best practice for specific processes within your organizations. That will give you a sound leverage over others and predict the impact of applying SLM. Ultimately, it will predict if what if SLM is done, what is the benefit that an organization can look to gain over what period. Once these two data is available, financials are capable to work out return on investment, etc., and if that is turning out to be positive, then the investment in SLM will get approved and you can start your implementation of SLM. So SIS is a tool which is a pre-tool to allow you to determine numerical or quantified assessment of benefits coming out of SLM even before implementation of the SLM, and therefore it helps you to develop financial conviction whether this investment is worth it or not, the investment in SLM is worth it or not. That comes out through SIA approach. So to continue to understand our SIA understanding better, SIA is designed to show service management how you call out their key operational and financial metrics and map the process flow where there is significant value to be gained. You value your process, you determine the cost associated with executing this process, you determine where there is a revenue capabilities, and then when you match revenue versus cost, this thing, etc., you can determine the nodes, the process, the place where you need to really create a substantial improvement. This improvement, when implemented, will give you a much smoother flow itself with reduced wastage. So that is translating into a benefit to you. Identify and quantify proposed changes to existing process and show its impact. So as I told you, implementation will reduce wastage. This reduced wastage will get translated into what is the quantifiable reduction in the wastage. That wastage will, when translated into a revenue opportunity, it's an impact on your business. So that impact, when looked at from the SLM and the investment perspective, will allow you to determine the worth of going SLM way or not. Map out political landscape and pave the way towards cross-functional buy-in for the project. Political, when it says, not necessarily that outside, it is internally also there are political issues, and so it really maps out who needs to give up what to get the required benefit from the SLM. So when that happens, there is a quantifiable reason where certain thing needs to be eliminated. So there won't be a quarrel, there won't be a unrest, etc. It diplomatically overcomes the political by bringing the quantification of the various aspects in picture. Most effective and compelling selling point to gain the management buy-in and the budget approval for SLM. So that effectiveness, as I told you, effectiveness and the predictability of the impact in quantifiable term is the most effective and compelling selling point that you can put forward to any management to allow you investment in SLM. Discovery-led process provides all of the information that management needs to streamline service operations and increase the process profitability. SIA also helps you to discover. It's a discovery-led process that will throw at you the areas of improvement, etc. When you streamline that areas of improvement, it will increase your profitability because the cost of overheads will start going down. Both operational and financial benefits gets quantified under SIA. So various benefits out of operation, various benefits when certain overheads go down, they result into overall financial benefits to you. This, when quantified, will give you the overall impact in financial term. This impact in financial term, when compared with the investment that you have to make, will be able to allow you to gauge the need for SLM implementation, whether it is viable for the organization, what is the gestation period for recovery of investment, etc. The same way that you do any ROI and related calculation can be applied here even before implementing SLM. Service organization can identify and quantify where they can streamline their workflow, increase revenue and improve customer satisfaction. So as I told you, that various process issues which will come out of SIA, etc., those if handled will make the waste go down. Waste going down will make you more productive, reduce cost to do the same task. Reduce cost means reduce overheads. Reduce overheads means your margin capability improves. Your service delivery to customers will become much faster, much efficient, consistent, etc. That will create a satisfaction. A satisfaction will keep the customer most loyal to you. So we have understood, in short, SIA as final this thing under our understanding of this customer's life cycle management that we were studying. SIA being critical final aspects which allows you to determine whether SLM investment is worth it or not, and that helps you to do this through a quantification of benefit coming out of SLM improvements, etc. And that, once implemented SLM, we have all studied earlier what are the benefits of SLM itself to the organization. So overall, service lifecycle management is a productive approach to gain process work very efficiently, and that process efficiency and overall cost waste reductions and overhead reductions and capability to deliver service efficiently to customer consistently will create that loyalty. Loyalty will bring customers back to you. Increased satisfaction will again also compel him to be very satisfied, and that satisfaction will again bring customer back to you again and again. That will give you a overall higher revenue from that consumers. On the other hand, your wastage have gone down, so overhead has gone down, so your margins have improved, so you become competitive in the market. So we have understood, in short, the importance of SLM in service operations management. Thank you, friends.